So one more issue, and Betsy, maybe you could handle this one, kind of like what we asked about bladder cancer. I'm kind of trying to think beyond regulatory issues, think beyond, you know, we're not even getting into issues of value and cost, just the pure clinical science of risks and benefits. When you look at first-line therapy, now we've seen data with anti-CTLA-4 and anti-PD-1, Ipi/Nivo, that we just talked about. So we asked, you know, the audience, what do you think in your gut is the best first-line therapy in terms of risk-benefit ratio in a younger patient? And the audience says Ipi/Nivo, less, but a significant number say TKIs, about a third of them. And then we asked the same question for an 85-year-old. Interestingly, still 15% of people are saying Ipi/Nivo, but now you see more PD-1, PD-1 alone, or TKI. Betsy, when you kind of really globally think about risks and benefits and put aside everything else, what do you think is or will be the optimal first-line therapy in your mind for a younger and older patient?
So I think it's changing all the time. It's really different, and I think the ratio might be the same, but Ipi/Nivo, it's high risk, high potential, high reward. There's a small chance of something really bad happening, and there's a small chance of durable long-term remission with few side effects. And so for a patient who's willing to sort of make that deal, it makes sense. I think most 60-year-olds probably would. I'm not sure 85-year-old necessarily would. With the TKIs, although the toxicity when we look at the data is significant, and Dr. Ruppard's comments are well taken, we can modulate it pretty well when we have experience with it. We can switch from, for instance, pazopanib to axitinib. We can modulate the dose. And for someone who's exquisitely VEGF sensitive, that can be, in some ways, the easiest. Rarely do really bad things happen. Often do chronic, annoying, dragging things happen. So it's really just a different calculus.
It's really fascinating to see the melanoma people, you know, struggle with the issue of anti-CTLA-4, you know, and PD-1. The data looks good, but when you really start talking to them about taking care of patients, are you going to consider PD-1, et cetera? I mean, they've been thinking about this for a few years now, toxicity.